May Jesus bless you with his peace. I'm Father Matthew Krempel at St. Mary Roman Catholic Church, Kingman, Arizona, celebrating the 9 o'clock morning mass on this Christmas Day, the 25th of December, 2015, liturgical cycle year C. Merry Christmas. Our first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 to 6, Psalm 96, letter of St. Paul to Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14. The Gospel, according to St. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14 and 15 to 20. Praise the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields, keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a son has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for all they had heard and seen, just as it was told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Last Sunday, we reflected on why we need Christ Jesus. Our second reading, the letter of St. Paul to Titus, gives us a little bit of a definition of why. The grace of God has appeared, training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires. As we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, a people eager to do good. St. Matthew quotes Jesus praying to the Heavenly Father, saying, "Father, Lord of heaven and earth, to you I give thanks and praise for what you have hidden from the learned and the clever, you have revealed to the merest children. Father, it is true. You have graciously willed it so." And he goes on, "Everything has been given over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son but the Father, and no one knows the Father but the Son, and any to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Therefore, come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Your souls will find rest then, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Your souls will find rest then. We need Jesus to give our souls peace, rest from the wild things of the world. It also shows us that Jesus has been given everything, and that it is through Jesus that we come to the Heavenly Father, and that without Jesus, no one can be in the presence of God the Father. No one can know God the Father except through Jesus. And though we hear in our gospel the beautiful news of the angels breaking open the heavens and speaking to these shepherds, we have the very sobering reminder that Jesus is here to help us get to heaven, to help us avoid the fires of hell, which never end. Who are these shepherds? They are the merest children, as Jesus would refer, to which Jesus would refer, the little people. "You have hidden these things from the learned and the clever." Remember, science magazines, scientists, and many others who have PhDs in technology, physics, biochemistry, whatever, many come to the conclusion we don't need Jesus. Science is our God. Science will save us. We know how to save ourselves, which is, of course, a big lie and a foolishness on their part. So it is by being like the little ones, the merest children, like the shepherds. Or as Jesus will say later, teaching his apostles, "Unless you become like little children," and that doesn't mean immature, "but unless you become like little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless you become people of faith, unless you understand that you need me, you won't be able to get into heaven. I am who am." So besides celebrating the birth of Jesus, born of Mary, the Virgin, and the image of the Holy Family that we have before us, we are also keeping in mind our daily need for Jesus himself. In doing so, we continue to fulfill our promise of growing closer day by day to Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. Also, it helps us then understand and to stay on the path that Jesus has set for us. St. Paul writes to the Philippians something that we might do well to keep in mind, if not to memorize it. Have this in mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped at, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. Taking the form of a slave, we then imitate Christ. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. I had asked you last Sunday, what gift would you give God, give to Jesus on this Christmas day? Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess to the glory of God, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus, in a perfect and eternal act of praise to the Heavenly Father, hands himself over in gratitude to the Father, particularly his will. Remember, last week we saw how Mary even handed over her will. Let it be done to me according to your word, according to your will. This is what makes us children of God. This is what will make us happy. Not looking for many gifts under the Christmas tree, but rather coming with the gift of our own will, our own obedience to God himself, despite the temptations that the world pulls on us to pull us away from God. What greater gift do you have? What thing is more precious than your free will? We make a morning offering. And our morning offering can be a combination of a number of things, especially offering our will. Heavenly Father, I offer you my mind, my will, my heart, my soul, my strength, my blood, my very life, all my sufferings, all my joys, everything I do this day, every thought, word, and deed, with all my faith, with all my hope, and with all my love for you. To the honor of Mary, the Virgin, and to the glory of your great majesty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.